KSims3 fans, it's Manager Josh, and yes, I am back in sunny Southern California, where we've been having to deal with 80-something degree weather. I'm looking at the high today was 82, and where I am at, 81. And it's right now very warm, 69. And yes, I apologize for rubbing it into our counterparts in the Northeast and in London, where you guys are having to fight through about, I think, 17 centimeters worth of snow or something. I haven't checked the BBC today yet for all the updates. But summing up, I do envy you guys a little bit because I don't mind a little bit of snow to kind of bring a little change to the sunny weather here, but that's just me. And if you guys don't know, we are suffering from a drought, so that means water is a little bit of a short supply. We'll save that for another podcast another day. In the spirit of the podcast, I doubt you'd like to hear me drone on for about the next 30 minutes, just hear my voice. I'd probably bore you guys to death. So I decided to bring in a good friend of mine. If you haven't figured it out, there he is. He runs a site called simprograms.com, also the counterpart to it, Sport Programs. You know him as Judson. So he's coming to us right now from Alabama. So yes, we are doing some wacky tricks where he's technically somewhat in the studio with us, you can say.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, so there's Judd for you. Or you want to call him Yud. That's what the TSR folks call him. I don't know how he got the name still, by the way.
That's just Tug.
Well, Tug has her methods and stuff like that, so we'll leave it at that. Alright, so it's been about 2 weeks since we've actually made a podcast, so wow. I know you guys have probably been bombarded with information and stuff like that, and yes, we did see those screenshots that just got popped up the other week, and I will go ahead and confirm right now that they were from, well, at least a couple of them I saw are definitely from the Sims 3 creators camp. How do I know? Two of them, the castle and the house by the waterfront was made there, or actually made the award ceremony where people showcase it. Let me think here. I was trying to think. The castle was made by Kate from Parsimonious, for those of you wondering. I'm 95% sure she made it. I might be wrong. So, Kate, if you want to correct me later on, shoot me an email. And, yeah, we'll sort it out on the following podcast. The house that was built on the river, or not river, sorry, not the river, in front of the waterfall, in front of the lake, was made by Sterling from Sterling Sims 2. So for those of you who were wondering, we made this, and I think in our second or third episode of the podcast, we mentioned this wonderful house that Sterling was making. This is it, folks. And I'm so glad you guys are actually finally being able to see it, because it was breathtaking.
Stunning.
Yeah, and the fact is they also cropped this image too, a little bit. They only took it from one angle. But the reality is there was multiple angles taken. Sterling, she took multiple angles from all sides. And it was, I mean, you had just looked from the top down. It was just wonderful. And for those of you wondering, yes, it will be available on the Sims. It will be available to download later on the Sims 3 Exchange whenever it gets up or whenever they do something like that. At least that's what we heard, that everything that we've made will be available to download later on their so-called exchange that they're calling it right now. But as to be determined whether they want to release it, I hope they do, because I want to play around with it. In fact, if I remember correctly, Maxway Drea, she told us during the closing ceremonies, she wanted to park her boat in front of that dock. I'm serious. She actually said that. She wanted to park her boat in front of the Isaac. Just want to put her boat there and just lodge all day. I saw some other things on the Sims3.com BBS maybe a couple days after the screenshot comes out. Well, here's also the joke right now. Also, too. And this is from Maxway Dre again, okay? And
I know I'll be probably quoting her throughout the podcast because she left all these little cool things to talk about for a podcast. She was going through and reviewing everything that people have made. And she said that every time I walk into someone's account, basically, pretty much, she kept on finding a house right against the waterfall. She doesn't know why people are putting houses in front of the waterfall or for what reason, but they're always in front of the waterfall. So I'm guessing she's guessing that within the first week, there'll be probably about 1 million or 2 million homes on the exchange, just filled with homes in front of the waterfall. And that's her guess.
If the site crashes, you'll know why.
Sorry?
And if the website crashes, you'll know why.
Why? Yeah, well, Maxwood Ren is working hard on the website, I'm guessing, and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, what can you say? But you have to say the house is simply magnificent, okay? And I'll tell you right now, no cheats were used in building that house. I take that back. There probably were some cheats used. I don't know. Yeah, you guys want to know what cheats was used? Ask Sterling. I think she probably used some cheats. Maybe just make sure she has enough money to fill the house with stuff and everything like that. But other than that, it's a simply spectacular home. Yud, bad news.
What's up?
Q3 earnings tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Tomorrow is going to also be an interesting day, too. It's probably, and I'm going to say with 99.9999% certainty, that something about The Sims 3 is going to be mentioned tomorrow. What it is, it's to be determined.
It'll either be good or bad.
Yeah. Me, I'm going to say it right now, and also, disclaimer, this is not official in any way. This is not coming from any EA representative's mouth. This is purely speculation on my part. Whether Judson shares shares this with me or shares this agreement with me, I don't know if he agrees with me or not. But Judson, my speculation and my guess tomorrow after Q3 earnings that they announced bad news about poor sales, The Sims 3 is going to be delayed. That is my guess right now. What do you think?
I tend to look on the bright side, because, you know, it's my nature. But I think
I look on the bright side too, though. I look at the bright side of everything. But my guess is the bad news tomorrow is the game's going to be delayed. The Sims 3 community is going to be an uproar. There's going to be protests on thesims3.com. Maxwell Dre's guest book is going to be flooded with hate mail, which reminds me,
the internet is going to explode.
Which reminds me, folks, if you do send Maxwell Dre hate mail, don't bother. She will probably delete it first, and then she will ban your life from thesims3.com even before the website launches. So don't bother antagonizing her. The same goes for Maxwell Zipper and Maxwell. And Maxwell, don't bother them. They're just the guinea pigs. No, not guinea pigs. They're just the messengers. Don't shoot them. But realistically, you don't think the game's going to be delayed. Why?
Well, there's a few reasons. None that are probably valid. But I think we're going to hear the fact that the game will be gold tomorrow. In fact, I believe that it's possible it could already been gold and they're just keeping the announcement till tomorrow. But
that doesn't make any sense, though. I mean, if it was good news...
Oh, yeah, that's just me speculating. I never make any sense.
That makes absolutely no sense. If the game was delayed, they would shut up about it until the last possible second. It was good news and the game's gone gold. They'll be shouting from the top of the world. I mean, come on. How many other games you know has made a third-generation iteration of itself? I don't know any other game that really... minus SimCity, folks. SimCity being the exception. I don't know any other game that has sold 100 million copies, has had countless expansion packs and stuff packs. And has a third generation iteration of itself. I mean, SimCity, if you look at it... SimCity, we had the classics. We had SimCity 2000, and I think what, one expansion pack maybe? Or one add-ons or something like that? I don't remember. SimCity 3000, I know they released a SimCity 3000 and a SimCity 3000 Ultimate version. SimCity 4, we had SimCity 4 and Rush Hour. And yet none of them has ever topped The Sims, having 100 million sold, 16, 20, 30 expansion packs, and three generation iterations. I mean, by any definitions, this is something that anyone would shout on top of their lungs, I think. Any game company would be glad to say that they have such a high standard. I don't know. I mean, why would anyone keep any such good news to themselves? I've never met anyone who wanted to do that.
But you gotta look at it this way. It's EA. They do things a little bit differently than the other video game companies.
A little bit different. How much different?
Okay, that's stretching it, but...
How much different? Because as far as I can tell, the only people I've seen who ever does anything really different would be The Sims and Maxis Studios. Those are only two studios right now at EA that technically does anything really different, quote-unquote. Everything else is, what, deja vu?
Well, I really don't have anything to back up my beliefs of why it could be possibly announced that's going gold tomorrow, but I like to be positive.
I like to think that their evidence is out there, to be honest, right now, because mainly, I mean, if the game was not delayed, I think an EA representative would have been shouting on the top of the lungs and basically axed the story from day one, say, no, the game has not been delayed. It is still on track for February 20th. But the fact is that they've been saying that they're reviewing the launch date. I mean, how much more clear can that be? I mean, it's either delayed or it's not delayed. I don't know. I mean, that's my take on it. Personally, I think that if the game was technically delayed, they would be quiet about it, fearing reprisal from the Sims 3 community. I mean, we've had a big following. Look at just our loyal 9 viewers from the pod, not viewers, listeners to the podcast. I mean, they've been just hanging on to every single word possible.
Well, let's just say if it is delayed, what are your predictions of how long it would be until they decide to get the game out?
Let's see. Okay. Let's look at Sims 2 then. Sims 2, the game was delayed what? It was scheduled to be released... February, right?
And then February it got pushed to September, right?
It was scheduled to release February 04, correct?
I believe so, and didn't it get pushed back till September 04?
Yeah, or October or something like that. I remember one of those two dates. So that was roughly a 9-month delay, right?
But did they have a press statement saying that February was the release date?
No, they didn't say. They just said the game was delayed, if I remember correctly. The game was just simply... Oh, geez, now we got to look at archives. I'm going to be spending the rest of the evening trying to look at history and do a comparison. Let's see here. Sims 2 delayed. Okay, an old game. I just dug up an old GameSpot article here. It was delayed. It was supposed to be February 4th, but then they pushed it back to about October, it looks like.
And it too was announced during an earnings report.
Not good.
I still like to think positive, but you do have a valid point.
Okay, Sims 3 fans, I know that you're going to probably hunt and kill us right now for being the bearers of bad news, but I say I'm going to call it Sims 3 delayed. We'll say it's going to be released more or less around the same time The Sims 2 was released, Christmas 2009, folks. So for those of you who have been holding out to buy those expansion packs, go to Amazon right now, buy a few before they run out, or start a protest thread of some sort saying that I prefer you guys actually support threads of edifying and encouragement, encouraging Ben and Joanne and And Lindsay saying, keep up with the hard work. You know, they will get the game out on time and give them an even better game possible. And that brings me to my next thing. And for some very, very odd reason, and this, it's a mental note in my head, I don't know why it's been bugging me. I just can't remember where Ben told me. I've been scrounging around for logs and everything like that, and from interviews and whatnot. But I could have sworn, and no, fans, I may be totally off base. I may be totally wrong. I may have been dreaming at the hotel one night because I was just simply exhausted. It was really tiring, to be honest, at the creators camp, because we were non-stop action. Heck, we went clubbing the final night. EA brought us, or we had a DJ on the final night, and I mean, we were dancing the night away pretty much. But anyhow, I seem to recall someone mentioning, I think it's Ben mentioning it to me, and I might be totally wrong again, note that. This is purely whatever I remember, and my mind might be just getting old and senile, for all the matter. But Ben seemed to have mentioned that it looks like that there will be more frequent updates for The Sims 3, as in updates to the game, like how they're doing for Spore. But the same thing, they're going to do the same thing, they're going to be rolling out more frequent patches. And the patches will in itself contain updates to the game, fixing more frequent bug fixes. And on top of that, they may introduce fixes and features into the game, brand new features that didn't make the original set. Translation? Yeah, I mean, a less buggy game over a time period, and we'll have to wait every 9 months for a brand new patch. So the regular release is something good for us. Now, again, I might be totally wrong, so... Yeah, don't hold me accountable to that. I'm just thinking, I just had this on my mind for some odd reason, and I need to put a doubt out there for you guys. But in other words, in other news, also, and I'm betting you guys already saw this on all the blogs, and I'm guessing you saw it in all over, like, Decor Gal's blog. If you haven't checked it out, by the way, yet, do so. She creates very nice machinima. But she's also mentioned on her blog, as well as other people, that The Sims 3 Studios will be releasing tools for the game. So that means what the tools... and this is confirmation from Ben. Final day of closing hour ceremony, he comes running down the stairs and bursting into the room. Well, not bursting into the room, but running through. And he wanted to make the formal announcement that, yes, there will be officially tools for The Sims 3. They will more or less be released as time comes along. When they will be released... He doesn't know. What those tools are, again, he doesn't know. But there'll be some sort of variation of some of the tools they've been using inside the studio. And we have no idea what those tools are. But if I had a hypothetical guess, maybe something like Homecrafter or CAS, or maybe some tools to import new textures and that can give you that mahogany wood finish that you always wanted for that chestnut, or some chestnut counters or something. I don't know. You want leopard print. Well, there was
definitely a 3D object exporter and importer.
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe not even be a 3D importer exporter anymore. It may be just be a texture importer and exporter.
We still gotta create custom meshes.
Or create custom textures, or, and we say by textures the little cute graphics, folks. I mean, who knows, maybe you guys want a Pikachu style bed for some odd reason. I don't know why. Pikachu style bed or something. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, what can you say? I mean, the tools are, if I had to guess, I would say maybe a CAS, a Homecrafter. I don't know, what do you think?
Oh, you got the neighborhood editor that they did say they were going to release.
Actually, that could be interesting. I mean, considering the fact that people could... Why do you need a neighborhood editor when the editor...
What if you want to draw out roads?
That's why I see, actually, you will definitely need the editor, actually, to be honest. I was thinking that you need the editor to simply edit the houses and stuff like that, or reposition them, and I was thinking, you don't need that because, I mean... Mark is a classic example. He demolished the entire neighborhood and built it from the ground up. So, I mean, yeah, if you want to build roads and stuff like that. And actually, it would be kind of cool to have more than one. Technically, I mean, imagine if you wanted to use the lot the neighborhood editor and put a giant house in the middle of the bay, right in front of the, in the middle of the bay between the lighthouses and the sunset and something like that. I don't know. Take your pick.
This is speculation here, but do you think The Sims 3 could be grounds for, say, SimCity 5 or another SimCity spinoff, to where we are able to model our cities and import that into Sims 3?
Wow, that's a tough question. I would say the engine itself could be definitely used for SimCity 5. The core engine of itself could be used for SimCity 5. But I don't think in itself as a Sims 3 being a platform for SimCity 5 would be possible. The engine, I definitely could see it. Because it has potential. But the question is, now, does it live up to Monte Cristo's Cities XL? I mean, we've been seeing a lot of the information flooding in and out, and by far, I'll tell you right now, the game is simply spectacular. I mean,
the game is on my to-get list.
It's spectacular, folks. Okay, if you guys, SimCity fans, I know you guys are listening, and you guys have been waiting for a SimCity replacement, take a look into Monte Cristo's Cities XL. Go to citiesxl.com. Sorry, they did not pay for this advertisement. I'm plugging it for them. Shameless plug. Check it out. I'm loving how the fact that you could shape your own roads or mold the bridges and tunnels and everything. I mean, curved tunnels and bridges. I mean, that's probably been one of the biggest things Sims City fans have been ever wanting from day two since Sim City has come out. So I'm excited, to be honest.
That, and it's online-based. Connect to real people, cities.
Well, I mean, this is my criticism, to be honest. I mean, if Monte Cristo is going to be charging for their servers, that's fine. But I would like to see be able to privately land with people and play the game, and without incurring the cost. I wouldn't mind that, to be honest. I mean, I could do that.
Private servers?
Because the MMO features of it is actually a pay feature, and you have to pay a monthly subscription fee, like World of Warcraft. And that's what bugs me. I don't want to. If I have a choice, I would try at all costs to minimize paying the fees. I mean, gosh, how much time we have to play games? We have Sims 3, we have Spore, we have Cities XL, we have StarCraft 2, World of Warcraft, MapleStory, Mirror's Edge, you name it. And you know, don't get me started on the flight sim issue right now. I'm still sad they closed Asus Studios. Microsoft, if you're listening, you suck. You should have not closed Asus Studio. That was one studio I was hoping you guys would not touch.
But you have you six expansions in the future.
They touched Bungie, I was already kind of questioning. They're touching Asus, now I'm wondering where they're sticking their heads into. That's something I'm wondering right now off the top of my head. I mean, they should have not touched Asus Studios. Seriously. No, means what's going to happen to Flight Sim 09 or 010? It's,
you've got expansions. Another company picked it up.
But those are more stuff packs than anything else. They're add-ons. They're not expansions. They're just add-ons, which means nothing.
Who's to say they won't buy the right?
Oh.
It does nothing. Well.
I have a lot and lot and lot and lot and lot of doubts. I really do. I have a lot of doubts. I mean, I would personally just love it if Asus Studios were just to reform somewhere and build Flight Sim all over from the ground up. I mean, I saw some of the realism stuff with combined with DX10. It was just spectacular. What can you say? Actually, that could be kind of cool. SimCity 5 combined with the Flight Sim X engine. That would be kind of cool.
That'd kind of like be like a new version of SimCopter, wouldn't it? Well, it would be with airplanes.
No, I'm saying the Flight Sim engine, just as in the engine, as in the rendering engine for the base of the game, like how they do all the graphics and the realism and stuff like that. So combine that with building city with building a city. I think that would completely redefine the definition of realism, wouldn't it?
That would be wicked.
It would be amazing. Also good news today, and I'm guessing you've already got your badge signed up for it already, Jan. E3
2009. Oh, man. Yeah. In my dreams.
In your dreams. Why in your dreams?
Well,
man like you should be going. A man like you should have signed up for a badge since 3 o'clock this morning when they announced that it went public.
Well, it'd be a long trip there.
Oh, that like that's ever stopped you from going to see a good Sims game or Spore game?
That's true.
I've never known you not to travel for a good game.
Let's just say if I could make it happen, I would, but...
Yeah, I guess. And no, I'm not buying... And no, I'm not buying your flight and hotel and travel expenses. That's on your own. I'm not JP Morgan. Sorry. How I wish I had that much money, but I don't. I'm about $300 in the hole from actually traveling up to EA. And that was everywhere I could to save money for that trip or from that trip to avoid paying stuff like that or just cutting corners, cutting costs everywhere. I mean, I did that. And I'm still $300 in the hole.
Podcast listeners can drop off money at my PayPal account.
Sorry?
Say podcast listeners can drop off money at my PayPal account.
In your PayPal account? Why not my PayPal account?
I'll take $5, $10,
$25. Yeah, I can beat you. I'll take cash, credit, or check. Even foreign currency. Oh, boy. What else? I mean, what else has there been to talk about? I mean, the Sims 3 community, I mean, gosh, there's been so much news in the last, well, technically it's been very quiet in the last two days or 2 weeks. By all definition. I think tomorrow's going to be the big day. It's really going to define whether the game is going to be delayed. It's gonna be, I mean, the game is simply fabulous. Okay, I'll tell you right now. But you know what? I'm going to guess the game's going to be delayed. And do you think the Sims 3 community is going to be in a riot tomorrow?
They were in a riot the day it was announced. That everybody kept speculating of it being delayed and EA not saying anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think more or less fans are going to be pretty much okay with it. I might be wrong.
They came to the conclusion that they'd rather prefer the bugs to be fixed than to have a game.
Well, some of the bugs. I mean, some of the bugs were annoying, and I'll tell you right now, they were annoying. Like we had a bug, I think. Padre was fighting a bug where we couldn't cover the entire floor with floor tiles. That was annoying. I mean, you always had this little square or a patch, odd shape. I mean, sometimes you can cover it, sometimes you couldn't, and we couldn't figure out what's wrong. And then another big bug, and this one what frustrated, I know, Padre a ton, was that he couldn't build a wall. You built a set of stairs on the first floor, okay? And then you tried to build a wall on the second story. The only relation to those two is that the wall on the second story overlaps the stairs. But other than that, there's no point of contact or anything. But every time we tried laying a wall, it says it cannot intersect object, cannot intersect object. Oh my gosh, it was annoying like crazy. Luckily, there was a bit of a workaround, and we managed to just simply delete the stairs, build the wall, finish furnishing it, and then rebuild the stairs, and that worked, and that held its place, no complaints whatsoever, so we know that's been very frustrating. But I don't know, with the more frequent releases, Judson, I would think that bugs would be a minimal issue, per se, quote-unquote.
Well, you've got two kinds of bugs. You've got just small, minor bugs, and then you got the game-stopping bugs. Did you experience any game-stopping bugs when you were there?
I think the most notorious game-stopping bug I ever encountered was probably that jump bug. You know that old jump? That jump bug from Sims 2. That one was a bit of a pain. But some of them you can't really expect to find it because you need extended game time in order to really uncover everything and stuff and such like that. Oh boy, this is going to be I'll say tomorrow is going to be a very, very interesting day.
I'd have to agree with you.
Any other final predictions? Or
well, let's look at one other topic.
What other headlines has there been actually in the last couple of weeks? I mean it's been 2 weeks basically since the podcast.
There's one thing that still left unknown. The box art. What's with that?
Box art, I'm guessing they already finalized it. A better question, DRM. That's also another whole other thing. We need to figure that one out too.
Come on, we all know what's going to be the truth of that. I wish for the best, but when the truth comes down to it, I have a feeling they're going to slap it right on there.
Well, I mean, it's okay. I'm surprised no one has asked, why is every gaming company choosing to use secure? I don't get it. Almost every gaming company out there has either just been recently switching over to SecureROM? I mean, has anyone actually stopped and asked that question yet?
Well, article-wise, not really.
There's StarForce out there, but people are not choosing to use it. But a lot of the gaming companies are switching over to SecureROM for some odd particular reason. They're abandoning SafeDisk. Why? And that's my question. Why are they doing that? There must be some sort of logical reason why all these companies are going to something as politically game sensitive as SecureROM. There has to be. They're willing to risk the wrath of their users over this. So it must be something. There must be something going on that behind the gaming scenes where we're not we haven't figured out or privileged enough to know that it's causing people to switch to SecureROM. I don't see. I mean, if by any chance, this is a publicity nightmare by any definition for anybody. But they're choosing to switch to SecureROM. EA's done it. Who else has done SecureROM recently? Shoot, I can't remember.
Ubisoft
did it. and this is a game that they're doing by themselves, right? I think, right?
I don't know. Maybe they just got a really good team of lawyers.
I don't know. Grand Theft Auto 4. Jumped on the SecureROM bandwagon. I remember that now. GTA 4. Now, Grand Theft Auto 4. Who is it?
Rockstar.
That's it. Rockstar and EA, total enemies of each other. So why are these two companies enemies? You see when they're two enemies, well, friendly competitors, we'll say that. But they would take advantage of each other's mishaps and missteps, pretty much. So why would Rockstar, by all definitions, go the same way as EA and choose to use SecureROM in their DRM choice?
Well,
I mean, that doesn't make any sense unless there has to be some sort of reason why. Like, I don't know, SafeDisk doesn't exist anymore or something. Who knows?
It's either a cheap price or the other alternative is, well, there's not that many DRM methods to choose from. And they see SecureROM as an easy way out.
Possibly. Or maybe even SecureROM by definitions isn't even as bad as maybe it's not even as bad as maybe the new versions, other versions of DRM, possibly. I don't know. But again, I mean, there must be some
DRM,
sort of.
Did you hear the Gears of War's PC
problem? No, I didn't.
Problem?
No, I didn't hear it. What happened?
The certificate they had for the DRM expired January 28th, 2009. So the people that had the PC game, the legitimate buyers who wanted to play it, couldn't. And the company's fix for that problem was to roll back your computer's date before that date.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Kotaku has an article on it. Just search for Gears of War PC DRM.
You're joking.
first link. I don't know why they keep wanting to screw the legitimate buyers, but... it's just so messed up.
What in the world?
Oh, man. Epic Games, that's who made it.
Epic Games, and Epic Games is the developer, though. The publisher is Microsoft. So in this case, it's technically more so. Why did he need a certificate, speaking of which?
No telling, but it's a dumb mistake on their part.
What a headache. Okay, DRM, I can understand if it's reasonable. There is such thing as also unreasonable DRM, too, at the same time, but that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah.
This just kind of goes to prove that some of the thought process of DRM has not been as well thought out as it should have been. I mean, look at Walmart. They tried pulling the servers, ending up the only way you could save your music is you burn it to a CD and download it back onto your computer. My God. Such headaches. Ay, ay, ay. If anything, I hope Sims 3 has a reasonable DRM.
No activation limits. Please,
well, though. I don't mind activation, to be honest, but
or install limits, my bad.
Install limits are definitely something that I will have qualms over.
I can't imagine how many times I had to install the Sims and expansion packs.
I'm gonna guess right now, now they're just starting to roll out Galactic Adventures for Spore, the new expansion pack, and I'm going to guess people are going to start running into the issue where they forget to unregister the game. And they lose something like that. Speaking of which, I have another qualm about that Spore DRM method. And it is this. What do you do when your computer is stolen?
Or your hard drive fails just like that?
Yes, exactly. It dies completely like that. How do you uninstall Spore?
Well, you're SOL, basically.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We're just sold down the river. Hey, as I said, some of these DRM procedures aren't as well thought out as I'd like it to be, personally. I'd love, personally, if these DRMs were more thought out, but apparently it has not been. And that's what's frustrating. It's just utterly frustrating on all levels. I can't believe it. All right. Galactic Adventures, what do you think?
I think it's going to be a very interesting game.
Do you think it's a very interesting game?
Well, I don't mostly play Spore that much, except for the cell stage and creature stage.
You've never gone to the city stage or the...
Oh, I've gone to the city stage. It's that most of my time playing is... my preferred stages would be the cell and creature. Don't ask why, I just like things slow and simple.
Wow.
I've played space, and I've got to the center of the galaxy, but...
You've managed to get to the center of the galaxy?
Yeah. Through cheats.
Through cheats, okay. That's why. I was wondering, how'd you do it without cheating? Okay, that explains a lot more.
Yeah. So, like I say, it's a great game. Nothing wrong with it, personal. Just that I prefer the first two stages.
Did you get rather bored of the game?
To be honest, yeah.
Man, that was awesome.
The creations that I wanted to create, which technically I was never be able to create in any other game, which I gotta give Spore the plus for that. But after I've created them and played around with them, not so much.
I mean, the game is good and all, but I think the game got a little bit boring a little too quickly for some odd reason. I'm confessing right now. I've been playing a game called OpenTDD, Open Transport Tycoon Deluxe. Bought the game years ago, had it sitting on my shelf. Somewhat limited and everything like that, but anyhow, I came upon this about two, three years ago, and I've been playing it nonstop. For some odd reason, the game is just addicting like crazy. I just spend hours in that game for some odd reason. I don't know why. It's just completely. Anyhow, let's look at what else happened in Sims 3 wise in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Excuse me. Whoa. Yes, Sims 3 folks, you just heard me sneeze.
And everybody jumped.
Yes. No, I think we just lost half our audience. They went to get disinfectant.
Hope you had your flu shots.
Yeah, and now they're running virus scans on their computer and everything like that. Sims 3 newsletter came out. I remember seeing something about that, getting a newsletter. What else has been happening?
It's been very slow. The interviews with associate producer MJ Chun.
Yeah, there's that.
Let me jump on and search the news.
You have an interesting advertisement on your site. Bought
hey,
to you by
Cart.
Huh?
That's controlled by you.
Bought to you by phone card, calling card, and telecom company.
Okay, that one down there was part of my theme.
I was worrying about that one. I had some questions about.
Theme, and I had to heavily modify it, and. Considering I based it off that theme, I might as well just leave it on there until I pay for it. It does its job.
Yeah, it does.
What about Sim Animals?
Oh, boy. Okay, so some of you guys... I know there's a whole bunch of Creator Camp picks that just went out. Some went out last couple weeks ago. One of them features V Rebus Val. Easy way to tell. It is someone who's that picture is horrible. Anyhow, basically you can tell it's her. She's wearing a looks like a brownish shirt. Brownish shirt with pink stripes on the side. She's wearing headphones, but easy way to tell is the screen. It has two Sims with a sunset in the background. That's her right there, and that's the romance scene I was trying to tell you guys about, where shimmering water and then the lighthouse and yeah, you guys can I Google it for a couple. Spend some time Googling your eyes on that and this. Just staring at it for a couple hours, but it was really, really pretty, folks. I mean, how the sun just sets and just glows over the water and everything like that. I mean, if anything, Sims 3, it'd be a great game to photograph in. That would be just half the fun. All right.
You catch your picture on Centrinum's show? Oh, Centrinum.
Sorry?
The web's, I can't remember I'll send you the link to it.
Centrium Sims or something?
Yeah, Centrium Sims.
Centrium Sims? What about it?
the picture of you in front.
Oh, no. Please don't mention anything about that. Oh, it's too late. Half the world knows, now knows. Which picture? To be determined, folks. And we'll leave that for a mysterious podcast some other time. But, yes, that's going to be something very interesting to find out. Yes, thank you for telling that to the entire world now, Judson. I'm going to have stalkers tomorrow night.
Yeah, he's the one with the biggest smile on his face there. Can't miss him.
Oh, shush. Actually, your link to Centrum Sims doesn't even work. It links to your admin page.
Oh. No. That link works.
Really?
Let me just link you the picture.
Doesn't work here.
Try
that. I clicked the link to Centrum and it just booted me into your admin page. Let's see here.
Oh, you're right about that. Do. I'll get that fixed.
Yes, that would be something of some good possibilities. Let's see here, Centrum. The Sims Appeal, right? That's the Centrum site, if I remember correctly. Alright, folks, I think we're gonna call it a day. That picture, the group photo, right, you're talking about?
Yep.
Don't worry about it. No one can distinguish me. I'm the tall guy, folks. That's all you need to know. Anyhow, folks, I think we are going to call it a night here. Merely because I don't think we have anything more to talk about until tomorrow, which we will do another podcast, I guarantee it, because tomorrow... Well, fine, I won't guarantee it, but the thing is, tomorrow we will do another podcast if and only if there are news about Sims 3 or Spore related tomorrow. But until then, hang tight, folks. That's all we can say. And by the way, let me tell you this right now. For the last 2 or 3 weeks, a bunch of us, we've been having Sims 3 withdrawals. I mean, really, really bad Sims 3 withdrawals. It's has been as bad as Mark has been, went back into the Sims 2, couldn't stand the tools, but he tolerated them pretty much. Went back into the game and pretty much tried his best to replicate everything he could. He did from The Sims 3 and everything like that. He went as far as recreating a video of the entire creator's camp, and he has a really good eye for detail, folks. If you want to check out my profile over at World Sims, the forums, and you'll see it under the wall where we've been exchanging messages. And... yeah, that's pretty much it for now, folks. Any final thoughts, Judson?
I'd like to thank everybody listening and putting up with my poor attempt at a podcast, because this is my first one, so, yeah.
Don't worry, Judson. We still have 2 listeners left, so the fact that there's 2 listeners left means you did a very good job.
Which turns out to be us listening to our own podcast.
Alright, folks, we're signing off. We will see you. Well, not see you per se. We can't see you. Until maybe one day we do a vidcast of some sort. But until then, we're signing off. We will talk to you guys later. Take care.
Have a good one.
And God bless.